prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, listeners out there across the country on this 26th day of November 2006. It is Sunday. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving weekend listening here in Texas and around the country. This is, of course, a syndicated broadcast from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. A lot of affiliates have signed on. The show's about a month and a half old, and a lot of other stations piling on to carry the broadcast Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. or to rebroadcast it later in the evening. We'll have open phones for the full 2 hours, as we customarily do. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-KLBJ, and we'll get you up and on the air. I'd already been planning in the last few months to do a show or part of a broadcast on the police state in America and worldwide. And we, of course, always, that's a staple here, one of the big issues we cover. But driving down after Thanksgiving, I had Thanksgiving with my family and then drove down that afternoon to Port Aransas, Texas, I had the enjoyment of being on I-37 and being pulled over by the state police. So I will be telling that story later in the broadcast. Now, I know there are state police out there listening. I do speed occasionally. A few of them have pulled me over. Frankly, I've even in my first film, made in 97, America Destroyed by Design, talk about how professional the Texas state police are. I'm friends with a lot of state police, a lot of people high level in the state police. Of course, this being Austin, I'm involved in politics. I'm good friends with the Capitol Police from dozens and dozens of rallies and demonstrations over the years, and they're big fans of the show. I like the Texas State Police, but I did not like the young lady that pulled me over. And, I mean, she was crazed. Crazed. She was driving so recklessly that my wife said, "Are they coming after us?" And I said, "No. There's been a fatal accident, or somebody drove off with gas, or there's been a robbery. They're not coming after us." Well, they were coming after us. And I do speed sometimes, but not with my children in the car, not with my wife. And when I do speed, it's usually 6-7 miles over the speed limit. It's probably why I usually get a warning, because I'm not going 10 miles over. I'm told that's, you know, customary. Most of the time you get a warning. Well, number one, I got a ticket that was incorrect. That's because I had cruise control, ladies and gentlemen. My wife sits there and makes sure it's exact. Okay, I drive in the slow lane with all the cars passing me. Everybody else going 15 miles over the speed limit. Banditos driving 90 miles an hour. In fact, literally after we got pulled over, here come 5 banditos going about 90 miles an hour. I'm sure the state police won't pull them over. It's easier to pick on a family with an SUV. And what they did to my children is outrageous. And I don't have time to make it a personal vendetta and sue people and go after people. And I've done that in the past. I've won every time, but it's a big hassle. I'm not a litigious person, by the way. I want that to be on record. But with a, well, I mean, there's people here in town right now behind bars from my latest foray, my latest, I guess you could call it, invasion against tyranny. There's people sitting behind bars right here in Austin, Texas right now because of it. But I am going to talk about it, and that's coming up in the second hour. In fact, I'll start the story before the second hour begins, and I'm going to lead up to it with all the news from around the world and a bunch of other police state news and information. And by the way, a police state has nothing to do with individual police officers, and most Americans are dumbed down now. Most Americans, police included, don't know what a police state even means. A police state is Nazi Germany. A police state is China today. A police state is Cuba today. A police state is Vietnam today. A police state is much of America today. It's when you don't have due process. It's when the government is God. It's when the people can be secretly arrested, have their property seized. It's when due process is erased. Okay, so we'll be discussing a police state today here on the transmission. Some of the other news we'll be going over. Iraq War has now lasted longer than World War II. This out of the Associated Press. We'll be going over that. There are more riots and more Mexican cities burning right now. There was election fraud down there, and frankly, I got to hand it to the Mexican people. They don't like being slaves as much as Americans do. But see, they've never really had freedom, so they're not as naive. We're very naive because you don't know what you've lost until it's gone. Imagine when Americans find out what peons they are. Imagine what happens when Americans find out just how enslaved, when they take your pension funds, when they belly up the stock market, when they do all the things they have been setting up. But see, putting the police state in place first so you can't struggle when they do it. So we'll be going over that report. Also, this sounds like a headline I would write. In fact, when I first saw the headline on PrisonPlanet.com, I thought it was one of my writers had written it. It sounds like one of our headlines. In fact, I think I've written headlines similar to this, but I clicked on it, and it was the Chicago Sun-Times. You know, we have links, and we'll have the title, and I have no idea what paper or publication it's going to be, so I clicked on it, and it wasn't a subpage of PrisonPlanet.com. It was the Chicago Sun-Times headline, Charles Rangel Thinks He Owns You. I've interviewed the congressman three times in the last year. I think I'll get him back on either this week or next week, by this week on my syndicated show weekdays, or maybe even next Sunday for you. We'll see if we can wrangle that, pun intended, with Mr. Rangel. It just came to me. I had to do it. So we'll get the police state maven on for you, my friends. Representative Tancredo says that Bush wants to merge U.S. with Mexico and Canada. Excuse me, Congressman, it's already been done. They're just now announcing it to you. We'll continue with that report as well. And he goes on to say that Bush doesn't think America should be an actual place. That's an actual quote. And Steve Watson, one of my U.K. writers in the U.K. Bureau that we have in London, England, last, I guess, Tuesday saw Casino Royale and said that it had all these 9/11 allusions in it. And it indeed did. Wednesday night, I was going to stay up late to go on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, so I went and saw a 10 o'clock showing of it. And certainly it does have a lot of connections to 9/11. The big one I'll go ahead and give away now, but more later. Oh, my gosh, the CIA almost stopped 9/11 because of the insider trading, but it was too late, and they weren't able to. Ladies and gentlemen, it was in the major British and German and even in a few U.S. papers, then it got shut down. It was the CIA doing the insider trading, and FBI agents went to jail over it because they were involved, too. I mean, people said they couldn't hide something that big if the government was involved. They didn't hide it. We do know. 84% of the American people in scientific polls believe there's a cover-up. A majority of that majority believe it's total inside job, and you're not going to stop the truth from getting out. Oh, by the way, last week, Planet Man Cow debuted on Fox, and their producers called us Wednesday before we all left town and said, hey, this thing got such good ratings, we're going to, unprecedented, Fox doesn't do this, re-air it next Sunday. So that little hit, I couldn't go to Fox Studios. I sent my radio producer, Kevin Smith. He did a out-of-the-ballpark job. And I guess they like getting beat so bad that they're going to re-air it. It was a big, like, 10-minute-plus segment, and William Shatner's on the show, too. That's coming up tonight at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern on Fox. They're on the Fox Propaganda Channel. That'll be there for you. Oh, by the way, I'm excited. I don't know when TalkFest is going to be this year yet, but George Norrie gave me a call and told me that I'm going to be in studio with him again here. Only problem is I scheduled vacation in the middle of January. I never used to take vacation. I do it now. Family's the most important thing. But so I need to find out when TalkFest is. In fact, if Mark calls back in to talk to you about something, please ask him, because I've been wanting to know that. Great. Mark's the head honcho, kind of the Darth Vader around here. I'm joking. I'm having fun. I know he's listening. That's why I said it. If he's Darth Vader, I'm the Emperor, okay? What does that make you, Viceroy Gunray, Trey? That's right. Oh, man, I tell you, taking off 3 days of radio like I did this week, it's just unreal to take off 3 days. I just am so rejuvenated, refreshed, effervescent. I am feeling good. And you know what? I'm going to blow my top today. Yeah, it's coming up. Okay, that's some of the news that we'll be going over. The big police state extravaganza, what happened to me. But not just what happened to Alex Jones. What's going on in this country? You want me to run through it for you in machine gun fashion? I'll do it all on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us on this worldwide transmission on Sunday evening.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Back when I was introducing some of the stories and topics I wanted to go over on this live Sunday broadcast, I knew I was forgetting something. And the big jewel in the crown today is a story that broke over the week, and That was the fact that Mothers Against Drunk Driving is lobbying the car manufacturers, the federal government, the state governments, to make it mandatory that breathalyzers be built in, not to drunk drivers' cars, not to first offenders' cars, but into everyone's cars, and that we be guilty until proven innocent. And I heard one caller to talk radio this week say that's like making all men register as sex offenders. Just, okay, it's a baby, it's a baby boy, he's an hour old, let's register him as a sex offender. And then a lot of police state toadies will argue that, well, you know, it's a privilege to drive. And by the way, I was talking to a concealed carry permit holder this weekend down at the coast, and he was telling me that, he's very proud of the fact that it's a privilege to have his gun and it's a privilege to have his concealed carry. No, they've turned your right into a privilege and gotten you to contractually waive your rights. We need Vermont concealed carry style laws that basically make violent crime non-existent. What you have with the police in this country and those that control them, the social architects, is a military force that has its own domestic propaganda arms and its own lobbyists who have basically indemnified themselves against liability and are God men and women walking the face of the earth. It's just right back to England where the lords could do whatever they wanted and the people are slaves. Let me tell you how the totem pole works in America. You've got the big bankers at the top, then you've got the politicians, then you've got the police, then you've got the illegal aliens, and then you've got the American people below that. And I rest my case with this piece of evidence. 2 weeks ago, the Associated Press reported that over 500 major lenders in the United States don't ask for Social Security numbers or even IDs of illegal aliens, and they just give it to them. They just give them the housing loans. Just give them the apartments. Just give them the bank accounts. Of course, I already knew this a few years ago because I've been in banks and watched it. Citizens, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, are all sitting there in line for an hour, and I just kept watching illegal aliens walk in. You know, hardworking folks, not saying they're bad people. They're little cowboy hats, and they go over, and there's a Spanish-speaking person, and boom, I kept watching. I'm a very observant person. Where's the ID? Where's the information? Where's the... No! No! Well, you know what? People couldn't believe me when I said I had observed that. Then, good family friends of ours, I've known this lady since I was 3 years of age, friends of my parents, she manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin. She managed multiple complexes, but she's cut back, over the years. And she, about 3 years ago, was at a big, it was three or four, I forget. Let me see, it was four Christmases ago. They were at the big Dallas meeting in mid-December where this national company's based, and they said, the federal government is paying us incentives to help house these wonderful immigrants, and they say it's good for the economy, but it's a secret program, so don't tell anyone let as many as they want stay in the apartment, but if any other citizen does, go ahead and kick them out or fine them. Okay, this is what's going on in America. This is what's happening. I'm sure you've heard the reports where illegal aliens and immigrants get more tuition than out-of-state U.S. citizens at state colleges around this country. It's designed to suck in the foreigners, to drive down the wages, to balkanize the nation, and to get ignorant third world populations in here to pull the lever, to push the buttons in the voting booths, to abolish the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But how did I already digress off into this labyrinthine maze? The police will tell you you've got to follow the letter of every law, cross every T, dot every I, lick boots properly, prostrate yourself before government, be a good slave, but the illegal aliens, the corrupt police, the corrupt politicians, they can basically get away with bloody murder in front of everyone because the establishment wants it that way. And I'm, frankly, sick and tired of it. In fact, I feel the rant coming on right now. And I want to go to Mike and Lucas and Richard and many others. The toll-free number to join us all over the country. We get calls from Canada, Spain, Australia, you name it. 877-590-KLBJ, 877-590-5525. Or here locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. If you're listening to the Mothership Station, 590 AM, you are welcome to call in again at 512-836-0590. But, again, I shrink almost from getting into the police state issue because I want to spend time on it. I want to take my time on it. I want to kind of do what Rush Limbaugh does sometimes when he talks for an hour, doesn't take a call. Well, I'll do that on my weekday show sometimes 2 hours, folks. Not may do it once a month, but I mean, I could easily talk for 2 hours and never cover all the evidence. So what I'm going to do is just hit some of the no, I don't want to put my case on yet. It's coming up towards the end of this hour, end of the next. I'll do it. I mean, look at this news right here. Charles Rangel thinks he owns you. Congressman backs a public service draft. Now, I remember when Bill Clinton was in office and they set up AmeriCorps, and then Bush gets in, the same programs expanded, a subdivision, Secure Corps. It was in mainstream newspapers 5 years ago. It said they're going to train the high school students to carry machine guns and aid the police in warrantless searches of whole neighborhoods. I mean, you talk about Hitler youth, folks. When the black ski mask cops start recruiting the youth and they're stomping around, brother, you're in East Germany. Brother, you're in Nazi Germany. I mean, this is textbook. I mean, this is the purebred real McCoy. This is going to win the Westminster Dog Show. If the police state was a dog show, baby, you're getting best in show. You're talking Yuga Nuba champion here, okay? I mean, baby, that is the purebred. That is the perfect to poise everything. And I'm telling you, the government's just going right down the line. Everything that's a police state, abolishing the Bill of Rights, they did it. 2 months ago, middle of October, October 16th, abolishing the borders, abolishing the country itself, it's gone. Lou Dobbs, Congressman Tom Ted Creo, Ron Paul tell you. I mean, we're in the North American Union. Does the average American know? They don't know. They're sucking their thumb driving down the road right now. And I'm just that nut man who's freaked out about it. Oh, sure, let's all have breathalyzers on our cars. All right, I'm mixing it here. I'm mixing apples and oranges. It just makes me sick. I'm like a... Let's just keep the dog analogy going. I'm like a dog in a butcher shop. I mean, this and stuff to cover. There's just everything. All these different cutlets hanging up everywhere. Just an endless hallway of meats here. Entrails. I mean, I don't know where to start here. It's so bad. It's like I'm on the deck of a ship that's exploding and sinking, and I'm the radio operator, and the shore is asking me what's wrong with the ship, and I go, what is it? I mean, it's on fire going down. There's people dancing around in black ski masks, having a good time, telling us what a great job they've done. The government shipping in narcotics faster than ever. All right, Charles Rangel thinks he owns you. And this bill is for men and women. The government's setting it up. They got Rangel floating it. But covertly, they're set up the draft boards, everything. And this new draft, oh, man, it's bad. I'll briefly get into the new national draft, which they're going to spring just as soon as the Fed boys blow up something here in this country and tell you some guy with a turban did it. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-877-877. 888-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's
1-800-845-3841.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this 26th day of November 2006. Ben in Georgetown, Patrick in Las Vegas, Richard in Phoenix, Lucas in Corpus Christi, Mike in Maryland. We're going to get to everybody here in just a moment or two. But when I talk about being like a dog in a butcher shop, turning this way and that, literally, it's like my Boston Terrier. When I've got a little piece of meat in my hand and my wife does, he just gets all excited, starts looking from side to side. I don't know what to cover today. There's so much. They are moving forward with a draft. Rangel is their front man. They've got different bills introduced. They're setting it up. They need a national draft, but they're not going to call it a draft. They're going to call it national conscription. They're going to call it national service. So I want to get into that. Also, this country has spent more time in Iraq now than we've spent in World War II. And we'll continue by getting into Mothers Against Drunk Driving, who wants everyone to be guilty until proven innocent, everyone to be treated like a criminal. And again, that's like making every man in America, and woman for that matter, register as a sex offender at birth because you might be a sex offender. And I don't know how people can defend this. Radio, TV, everywhere, the talking heads in unison, and most of them don't get talking points. They just know to parrot whatever they've been told. Most people in life decide to be parrots and repeat whatever the establishment says and that they'll move up the ranks of power. Okay, this is how unofficial talking points work. And then the government's just got to have a few key PR people and a few key positions, and then that's what the CIA called the declassified program that got declassified in the 70s, Operation Mockingbird, Operation Mockingbird. They had a few thousand key reporters, key editors, key national newscasters who were in the employ of the government who would put out propaganda, and then the Mockingbirds would just copy what, quote, the big shots do. Well, I don't do that. You can mockingbird all day that the police aren't out of control in this country. You can mockingbird all day that open borders and unlimited illegal aliens is good. The people know it isn't. You can mockingbird all day that the toll roads on existing roads run by a foreign company are good and transponders to tax us down the road are good. The people are against it, 97%. You can mockingbird till the cows come home. You're not going to sell your police state any longer. You can mockingbird all day that 9/11 was carried out by people in a cave, that they could make NORAD stand down, that they could have CIA drills of flying planes in the buildings at the exact same time that morning, the exact same targets. You can mockingbird all you want, but all the New World Order's horses and all the New World Order's men cannot put your stinking New World Order back together again. Let's go ahead and go to calls here. And listen, the lines are loaded every time we do this show, and so I'm going to run through them quickly so we have time to get to your call. So I'm not trying to be mean to each caller. I just want to have a chance to get to the next person and still have time to cover the news I've been mentioning and then get into my police state story that happened to me personally. But right now, let's talk to Ben in Georgetown. You're on the radio worldwide, my friend. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
I disagree with you on several things, but I did want to thank you for standing up against what Sergeant Sam was saying earlier this week about having the breathalyzers in each car. And he didn't bring up at all what additional cost that would be to all of us who are innocent, you know, or guilty until proven innocent. I just wanted to thank you for...
Well, if you ain't got nothing to hide, what's wrong with you? And then I said, well, why don't you then just put cameras in every home? And he said, that's ridiculous. And then one of the other hosts chimed in and said, wait a minute, last week you were saying that the helicopters should be able to look through our walls. Listen, the Houston police chief 6 months ago, Houston Chronicle, said that every home needs a camera in it. These people, it's like invasion of the pod people. They think we're weird because we don't want cameras in every home, because we don't want every man to have to be registered as a sex offender, every man in America, because we don't want cameras in our houses. Google has announced they're going to use the built-in cameras. They're on all the new Macs. They're going to... My wife just bought one. It's got a camera built into it. They're going to... I'm so mad I can't even talk.
Oh, I don't blame you.
And Google just announced, we don't care what you want. We're going to watch you without asking. I mean, that really happened. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's outrageous. I've wondered about that myself when that would be coming on or coming into play.
Well, you heard the exchange with a local host here from the station we broadcast from. What did you think of the exchange?
Oh, I was very glad you called in. And I mean, everybody's against that, except he's so gung-ho for... the police, and I've seen what some of the police have done around here. There was a guy down on 6th Street who was kind of drunk once, and a cop raised a baton, and just a natural reflex, the guy put his arm up, you know, to block being hit on the head, and the cop said, oh, you're trying to hit an officer, huh? And
no, I know. In fact, I've seen that famous video. That actually happened to a pretty big rock band. In fact, I interviewed him. I can't remember their name. Is it Oza Motley? Yeah, it's Oza Motley. I actually went and interviewed him. That was like 2 years ago. And there's the video. Listen, I've got film in my documentary, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, of a naval veteran, no criminal record, farming wife, okay? I mean, we're talking basically Amish, okay, but not officially Amish. And she's driving back to her place in Rock Mount, Virginia, and the state police have a checkpoint. And she says, and they're randomly searching cars. She goes, violation, Fourth Amendment, you can't do this. And how do we have the video? Out of the squad car. And they got the little microphones. It's a double-edged sword. And they grab her. She doesn't even touch him. She's smart and goes limp, and they call going limp assault. Look, it's like this guy out there at UCLA, and he's ended up owning that university now. They're tasering him, we've timed it out, every 15 seconds on average. Well, police will tell you, even a big, strong man is disabled and can't walk or move usually for about 60 seconds. And that's in police training manuals. I went and pulled them up online, and we wrote an article about it last week, and it got millions of reads on the Internet because it was a common sense article. And we showed, they're saying, get up, get up, get up, and then zap, 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 zap. You can hear it, you know, ticking off the volts. And then the guy will wake back up after a minute and start screaming again. They go, now go ahead and get up. Well, you can't get up 15 seconds after you've been tasered. And finally, he just passes out after they're now admitting over six shocks, and they just drag him out of there. And then the police put out the manual of the university saying, well, we call it pain compliance. Well, that's a fancy term for torture. And I know that Jack Bauer and all the big TV shows propagandize you that the big hero tortures children and torturing children's good and this is what America's got to do. But see, you're not going to run into any real terrorists, but they're all amped up and a lot of them are on steroids, so they're going to go ahead and torture your kid. Now, the good news is it's getting so bad they're torturing cops' kids. You know, cops send their 18-year-old daughter off to, in one famous case in Miami, and it was a Texas police chief, and they beat the tar out of that guy's daughter. And so something happened there. Oh, you heard of God's child. I can't tell you how many women I know in Austin where they pull the good-looking woman over, and they say, come on over here in the bushes, you're going to need to do something here. And I don't want to hear it. When I grew up in Rockwall, Texas, outside Dallas, everybody knew the sheriff dealt the cocaine and the marijuana, okay? And I wasn't even a druggie, folks. I didn't even like drugs. And I smoked marijuana a few times and didn't like the way it made me feel. But everybody knew, oh, the sheriff, yeah, you go buy the drugs from the sheriff's deputies. Well, guess what? Jack McWhorter finally got caught and went to prison for that. So, see, there's a reason. Oh, by the way, I'm afraid I have the Justice Department's own numbers. They don't like to publicize, but are public. And that's that police are twice as likely to be involved in all forms of crime. That's averaged in. They're over eight times more likely to be involved in prostitution. CPS is five times more likely to be involved in all forms of crime. And child molestation, it goes off the chart. And I'm sorry, those are official numbers. The numbers convict you. It's like illegal aliens. They're involved in more in the Southwest than half of the DWIs and car wrecks. We'll be right back with the next segment and more of your calls. Stay with me.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything, all kinds of fans, sheets, pillows, you name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot, no matter what the reason. You can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-4604. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-4604. That's 1-800-771-4604.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's not about right versus left. It's about right versus wrong. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now at 1-877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Okay, Trey added that. It's pretty ridiculous. So, stop it. He says he's very bored. Yeah, I bet you are. You're having a good time. All right, thank you so much for joining us today. And I was just joking, Trey. Good job there. Okay, let's run through a whole bunch of calls. I said I'd go quickly, and I didn't. Let's go ahead and talk to another John here in the Austin area. You're on the air, sir. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir. Please make it quick because I want to get to everybody else.
Okay, well, when you're talking about police corruption, you being an Austinite, could you explain to everyone out there in Austin, Texas, how many police officers in the past 20 years who have been convicted of child molesting, prostitution running, and also major criminal activity?
Well, I would say that's a testament that Austin isn't completely corrupt, but so many of them have gone to prison. And this is very delicate. I want to be clear here, okay? I'm not against the individual police. I'm against the system. And whereas in the past, all over the country, they would prosecute bad cops to try to, you know, have a clean organization, now nationwide and worldwide, we see the opposite happening where the corrupt are protected, and then you end up with a big city, you know, corrupt mafia-type system where the government basically is taken over by the mafia. But, yes, Austin is very well known for the fact that most of the whores are run, or at least having to pay payoffs to their pimps, which are the detective squad. Yes.
Yes, the vice squad. The vice squad. You remember 25 years ago, Alex? You used to actually trust a cop. Now you can't, because they would rather bust you for watering your lawn on the wrong day than bust a crack house across the street.
Well, sir, for those that are ignorant, you see, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. It's wrong for me to talk about this without taking my time. I actually wrote this weekend four pages right here of just notes, okay? Let me give people some meat and potatoes. Tulia, Texas, 56 black people, no criminal records, no drugs found, one racist cop who went from town to town, who would then double as the informant, getting these big cash reward payoffs for sending innocent people to prison. Okay. Take Houston 2 years ago. Police chief had to step down. Thousands of cases. The drug lab wouldn't even do tests. The crime lab wouldn't even do tests. Everyone was found guilty. They would just always certify it as drugs, or they would certify they found the blood, or they found the hair, or the fibers. Take Dallas. Let's just take Texas examples, okay? It gets a lot worse in other parts of the country. Dallas, they would pull over nice cars and throw bags of chalk in the back and say it was cocaine and seize the car and the house without due process. Now, let me ask you as Americans, how do they take your car and your house without due process? Asset forfeiture seizure. Totally unconstitutional, totally un-American. It's like something like an African dictator would do. But here in America, in fact, it's come out in the Seattle Times, Seattle Post-Intelligencer, and Seattle Weekly. Big reports I've had city council members on, ACLU on. In some areas of the city, the majority of bars are owned by the police. Why is that? Because only cops are allowed, in an unofficial rule, to own bars. And why is that? Cops sell cops cocaine in the bar bathroom. They don't even have an informant trip somebody up now and sell it to somebody, and then they grab the bar. I'm talking about multi-million dollar bars with, you know, brass and marble tables and big screen TVs. And then they would allow it to be, quote, auctioned off in closed auctions to the police in New Orleans. I mean, excuse me, I was thinking of another city where they did the same thing, in Seattle. And then New Orleans, it's the worst in the country. That's next on my list. So, again, the founding fathers said it over and over and over again. You cannot trust the government. You've got to keep it small. You've got to keep control of it. Because there are so many criminals in society. Smart criminals aren't out breaking into your window at night to steal your stereo. Smart criminals go to college. They get a badge. They get a gun. Now listen, cops aren't even the worst. In fact, cops statistically are low level for crime. Okay? These are official federal numbers. Go take criminology, okay? Just go study it. These are mainstream numbers. Police are twice as likely to be involved in all forms of crime, okay? But most of those numbers are driven up because of drug dealing, prostitution, things they come in contact with. You know, it's hard for an immoral society. And we're turning into scum, folks. Our police are going to be scum, too. But the problem is, you see, they are able to get away with more and more and more and more because they have that officialdom, because they investigate themselves. It's like mosquitoes breed in stagnant water. Well, government is stagnant water. Crime breeds where it can't be rooted out, where there's no sunshine that is the best disinfectant, okay? CPS, and this was on the cover of Time magazine, 6 years ago, and since the number's even gone up higher, Child Protective Services nationally are 5 times more likely to abuse and rape children. Don't believe me, just type it into Google. You'll get mainstream news, okay? But again, back of the paper, average of 5 times. Now, there's a group even higher for molestation. Truancy officers, and if you don't like it, clean up your industry. I mean, that's just a fact. Truancy. But again, think about it. If you're a pervert, if you're a pedophile, you want to be in a position around children. It's just like you're many times more likely to be a pedophile if you want to be a scout leader, or if you want to be involved in something where you're around children. Now, that looks bad for other good scout leaders, and still most of them are good. That looks bad for cops. It looks bad for truancy officers. It looks bad for CPS. Well, I'm sorry. It's just a fact. Also, it's the psychology. There are different types who join the police force, okay, and get into government positions of power, period. You got the individual who really wants to help somebody. And that's the majority of police. Then you've got another group that is a large portion who got out of the military, don't want to work with the Postal Service, don't want to work as a jail guard, their daddy was a cop, they're going to go be a cop. To them, it's just a job, and it's a culture, and they try to help people, but really they're just, you know, thinking about the weekend, living for the weekend to go out to the country bar and pick up a, you know, jilly. All right? That group I can deal with. And then you've got the criminals. And that's a small group, but still, depending on the numbers, we're talking 6%, 7%, 8%. Some areas of the country much higher that are just criminals who want to be able to carry out crime operations. Okay, then you've got the really bad group, And that is the control freak bullies. I mean, I remember guys I saw with tattoos all over them on roids, you know, who were 19 years old at the gym, who were starting fights at the gym. And my gosh, I saw them a few years later on 6th Street shaking people down in black gloves, stomping around in uncontrolled roid rages. I mean, I've had one of these guys pull over one of my good friends who's a manager at Home Depot. He is paralyzed, chest down, and one of these cops in a roid rage, I mean, has arms the size of my thigh, and I got pretty big thighs. And he goes, "What are these?" He goes, "These are hand controls. Get out of the car." "I can't. My wife's got to get my chair out." "You liar." He drags him out, beats him up. That guy gets promoted. Okay, and they even in the trial even got the tape of it. And they said, "Well, he didn't, he's a god." Okay, in tyranny, you're a slave. In tyranny, you have no recourse. You have no due process. How does the IRS take your house, take your bank account? There was no trial. There was no judge. There was no jury. How does CPS take your child without due process? No trial. Nothing's being alleged. They just do it themselves. It's called tyranny. How do they just take your boat, take your home? No drugs found. You know, the famous case up in Waco, state police. Remember that a few years ago? Pull over an 80-something-year-old woman who had $5,000 in her purse. They just took it. They just took it from her, and, of course, they got in trouble. You hear about a few of the cases. Well, you just shouldn't have cash in your purse, you see. Well, that's how old-timers are, because they're not as stupid as the young generation. They don't trust credit cards. They don't. When they go on a trip, they carry some money with them. All right. I'm already digressing. Oh, I'm totally out of control here. Let's go ahead and jam one call in. Let's talk to Judy in Bastrop. Judy, you're on the air calling in to KLBJ 590. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex.
Move quick. I got a break here in a second.
Okay. Grateful you're back. I haven't known where you were. I want to know how to succeed Texas from the union.
Secede?
Succeed. Removed.
Yes, I understand. Well, Texas truly opted into the union. It's known as the Lone Star State because it has a contract to opt out. But really, that designation is false because New Hampshire has Article 10. Just type New Hampshire Constitution into Google. Look at Article 10, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I even know other states' constitutions. Hey, it's good to hear from you. I appreciate it. You know what? I'll answer that question when we get back on the other side. And I am for secession. But not some Johnny Reb shout will rise again. I'm talking about, well, I'll tell you what I'm talking about when we get back. We'll get through all your calls when we start the next hour. Then I'll rant about what happened to me this weekend. The police state. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Free.